February 9, 1927 Incapacity of writing. Just as the sun always gives light, so the supreme volition wants to always give the light of its manifestations. What Jesus says when one neglects to write. I felt like I did not want to write because I felt incapable. Not only this, but the prostration of my strengths was such that I felt I could not do it. And I thought to myself, maybe it is no longer will of God that I write, otherwise He would give me more help and more strength. And then, if Jesus wants, He can write by Himself, without me. And my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, the sun always gives light, nor does it ever tire of following its course and of investing the surface of the earth. And when it finds a seed to make germinate, its triumph is to develop it in order to multiply it, the flower, to give it color and fragrance, the fruit, to give it sweetness and flavor. By communicating its effects, the sun shows, with facts, that it is the true king of the earth, therefore it triumphs when it finds one to whom it can communicate its effects, exercising its royal office over the whole nature. On the other hand, in certain lands, where it finds neither seeds, nor flowers, nor plants, nor fruits, it cannot communicate its effects. It keeps them all within itself, and therefore it feels without triumph. It is like a king without subjects, who cannot exercise his office. And so, as though indignant because it cannot communicate its effects, it burns that land so much, as to render it sterile and incapable of producing one blade of grass. Now, my daughter, the sun is the symbol of my will, and by its own nature, my will wants to follow its course of light in the soul in whom it reigns. And since its light possesses innumerable effects, it never becomes tired, nor does it exhaust itself. Therefore it wants to communicate its effects, and its triumph is when it finds the dispositions in you. Then, more than to a seed, a flower or a fruit, it can communicate its effects, the fragrance, the color, its sweetness which, converting into knowledges belonging to it, form the enchantment of its garden. And my divine fiat, more than sun, feels like the king who is able to exercise his royal office. It feels it has not only its subjects, but also its daughter, to whom, while communicating its effects, its manifestations, it communicates the likeness of queen. And this is all its triumph, to transform the soul into a queen, and to clothe her with the royal garment. And since all of my manifestations about the supreme fiat will form the new garden of the children of my kingdom, it wants to always place its effects in you, with its light, so as to make it rich and luxuriant with all species of celestial flowers, fruits and plants, in such a way that, attracted by the variety of so many beauties, all will feel as though enraptured and will strive to live in my kingdom. Now, if you lack the dispositions to receive the communications of the effects of the sun of my will and to release them in order to write them, so as to make known the good it contains in its unheard of prodigies, my will would act like the sun, it would burn you, in such a way that you would become like sterile and infertile land. And then, how can I write alone, without you? My manifestations must be tangible, not invisible. They must fall before the senses of creatures. The human eye does not have the virtue of seeing invisible things. It would be as if I said to you, write without ink, without pen and without paper. Would it not be absurd and unreasonable? So, since my manifestations must serve for the use of creatures, who are made of soul and body, I too need matter in order to write, and it is you who must lend it to me. So, you will serve as ink, as pen and as paper for me, and with this I form my characters in you. And as you feel them within you, you release them and render them tangible by writing them on paper. Therefore, you cannot write without me, for you would lack the topic, the subject, the dictation from which to copy, so you would not be able to say anything. And I cannot write without you, for I would lack the main things to be able to write, the paper of your soul, the ink of your love, the pen of your will. Therefore, this is a work that we must do together, and in mutual agreement. Then, while writing, I was thinking to myself, before I write certain little things that Jesus tells me, it seems to me that they are of very little importance, and therefore it seems that it is not necessary to put them on paper. But as I am in the act of writing them, the way in which Jesus orders them in my interior changes the scene, and though small in their appearance, they seem to be of great importance in their substance. Given all this, what an account will those who had, and have authority over me, have to give God, when they have not imposed themselves through obedience in order to make me right? How many things have I neglected, when I received no command? And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, Daughter, they will certainly have to give me an account. If they believe it is I, the account will be very strict, because believing that as I am not taking into account even one word, is as if they wanted to suffocate a sea of good for the benefit of creatures, because my word always comes from the strength of the creative power. In fact, I pronounced one fiat in creation, and I extended a heaven studded with innumerable millions of stars. Another fiat, and I formed the sun. I did not say 20 words to form so many things in creation, but one fiat was enough for me. Now, my word still contains its creative power, and you cannot know if my word is directed to forming a heaven, a star, a sea, a sun, for souls. Therefore, by not taking it into account, and by not displaying it for the creatures, they reject this heaven, this sun, stars and sea, back into me, while they could have done so much good to creatures. And the consequent damage would be blamed on the one who, not taking it into consideration, has suffocated it within me. If then they do not believe, it is even worse, because they are so blind as to not have the eyes to see the sun of my word. And incredulity leads to obstinacy and to hardness of heart, while belief softens the heart and disposes it to be subdued by grace, and to receive the sight in order to comprehend my truths.